don't know, I've been sensitive to period like this. Most of the time, when they are buying new clothes for my contemporary, I say, I don't want. If you have access to, there's no, you could ask some of my parents. I said, I don't want any clothes. That was a year I told my mother, I said, we have been given list of the books for next session. Can I have those money now? Let's go and buy the book first. Say, ah, you are going to disgrace me now when you don't have new clothes, new shoe on Christmas Day. I say, I will not come out. Praise the name of the Lord. Because it doesn't seem really bother me on a more serious note. Because I see ahead. After everybody is drunk, some of them will even overeat, and they will eventually end in hospital. Then, after the whole thing, in fact, some go back even to worse situation. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, after 31st of this year, holiday, drunkenness, whatever, Christmas carol, everything going on, what next? May you receive new fire. Because the year coming is a year of great challenge. If you want to begin anything, you will know that a lot of things are needed. You will ask a pastor here when maybe they are starting this branch. He will tell you it's not easy. The prayer warrior will tell you it's not easy. Even when they are starting the choir here, they are almost maybe 15 or whatever the number now. When they are starting that, you can ask them how easy it is. And if you have started a business of yours, you will see how easy it is. We are going to a new year. It's a period you must separate yourself and say, God, what next? I cannot continue guessing with my life. You cannot continue gambling with your life. You like do it this way. Okay, that is how we did it in 1995. It may not work. Somebody said,
New fire.
New year. And that is my prayer in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. There was something I want us to learn in the life of Daniel. And that will be our major focus, and then we'll pray. Daniel was a man of purpose and a man of prayer. Somebody say, a man of purpose and a man of what? Let's find that in the scripture. Daniel chapter 1. New year, third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem, and besieged it. And the Lord gave Joachim, king of Judah, into his hand. May the Lord not give you to your enemy in Jesus' name. With part of the vessels of the house of God, which he carried into the land of China. Well, it's not China, it's China now. Amen. To the house of his God. And he brought the vessels into the treasure house of his God. Verse 3. And the king spake unto whom? Ashpenaz, the master of his eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel, of the king's seed, and of the princes. Children in whom was no blemish. What a qualification. But well favored. May you be favored. And skillful in all wisdom, and calling in knowledge, and understanding science. So those are the people that started sciences. Amen. And such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of Chaldeans. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat, and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years, that at the end thereof they might stand before the king. Praise the name of the Lord. Now among these were of the children of Judah, Daniel, Ananias, Mishael, and Azariah, unto whom the prince of the eunuch gave names, for he gave unto Daniel what? Belshazzar, and to Ananias what? Shadrach, and Mishael what? Meshach, and to Azariah Abednego. But look at verse 8. But I want us to read verse 8 together. Let's rise up and read together. Let's go. But Daniel proposed in his heart. will not defile himself with the portion of the kinsmen and with the vine which he drank. Therefore, he requested the prince of the eunuch that he might not defile himself. Read it one more time before you sit down. God bless you. Go. He will not defile himself. Praise the Lord. Yes, have a seat. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. From those scriptures that we read, we can gather this fact I want to mention quickly, then we'll go to other area. Number one, you see absolute dependency on God. Somebody say absolute.
Absolute.
That is complete. Dependency on whom? God. And if you read further, they chose to read to be eating only leaves and other things instead of the chicken, the turkey, whatsoever that was available in the palace of the king. And by the time research was done on them later, they were 10 times better than their colleagues. You shall be 10 times better than the unbelievers around you.
Amen.
This coming year, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Beloved, you are not serving God because He's meeting your needs. You are to serve God in this coming year because He is God. You know, we are in a very funny generation that we are need driven. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Need-driven generation. Some of us will never stop, will never step church, if not because there's a problem in my life. I don't know where you're getting what I'm saying. Problem or no problem, Daniel said he will not defile himself. And that is the nature of the people that live the kingdom lifestyle. The kingdom matter most to them. What matter most in your heart, beloved? You know, thank God for this season. But supposing tomorrow morning the rapture take place, will you be able to go? Will I be able to go? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and what is righteousness. All the things are added unto us. But unfortunately, we have gone through the reverse here. Seek other things first. God, if you like, do whatever you want to do. This is a generation where you are going to hear men and women say, Lord, I either marry or leave your church. I have fasted enough. Our testimony is almost different from the people of the Bible. If you look at the three brethren too, when they were challenged, they were to bow to idol. They were to worship gods that have not made the heavens and the earth. And these are Hebrews of Hebrew. May you be Hebrew of Hebrew.
Amen.
And that's what you are. There are that statement that I will not forget. And that one triggers me too. They say, oh, king, whether these are God who is, he will deliver us to the invisible, but if we decide not to, that will not change our mind. And the king said, are you mad? He said, you shall see. I will tell you, they were thrown into what? Into fire. You know, there are so many songs I've listened to today. Praise the name of the Lord. Just like you have listened to so many songs. Amen. The angel gave glory to God. He said, peace on earth. Where is the peace now? Even among your family, how peaceful is the peace? Even within the church, how peaceful is the peace? Don't get it wrong. Jesus did not come for universal peace. He said, I have come to bring sword. Somebody say sword. I'm going to turn father against child. Mother-in-law against our daughter-in-law. That's Jesus speaking. Amen. The only people that are qualified for peace of God that surpasses all understanding are people who have the peace of peace in their lives. People who submit to the authority of Jesus. And there was a condition for that peace. Glory be to God first. Glory, giving glory to God. We are giving glory to something else. Everything that occupies your utmost is what we are worshiping. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? Don't bring your need before God this year. Let God be before your need. And you see him moving. Amen. Let us see how we can, you know, help this society. If you see great men of God who are dying with God, amen, they are not happy with the situation on ground. Some of them have traveled to Africa. They kept on talking about revival there. We are also saying we have not seen revival. The way we wanted to see it. But they were saying that they are seeing revival with us. Amen. I'm praying that God will grant you understanding of what is bringing across tonight in Jesus' name. Because it will make you to call a family meeting with your wife, with your children. That this year we are going to. We will not do what you did last. We are going to, this is what we are going to be doing. Your family defender. Your family altar must work. The family that do not call upon the name of the Lord is looking for the trouble of God Almighty. That's what the Bible says. Beloved, you have seen so many things in the year past. Disaster, accident, nobody know we are next and when next. But somebody said we that dwell in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty God. Praise the Lord. You have a couple here then. Some of you that were praying with and counseling in those days. And one of their daughters came for holiday in Nigeria. And it was then they said there was 9/11. Amen. Say, there are so much terrorists. There are people around now. The guy said she was not coming back. She was not coming back to US. She did not drag her to our house. Praise the name of the Lord. I said, lady, there's nowhere that is safe. Amen. I said, in Africa here, there may be no 9/11. Shout hallelujah. The old things here, shout hallelujah. I told her something. Shout hallelujah. I said, you better go for your education. He has graduated and I'm so happy. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. I made that to know that it is only those who dwell in the secret place of the Most High God that shall abide. Those are the people that could escape. And I can always escape the dangers. There are dangers all over. As we are talking here now, planes are moving over us. Many things are just all over. The whole world is management of risk 24 hours. But he that does not slumber must be skipping you. Then, why don't you get connected with him? Get disconnected from the world and get connected with him in the place of. We need him more than never before, beloved. And I pray God will help us in Jesus' name. To be sure that these three brothers, they enter with a fire and they brought peace there. Fire could not burn them. Shout hallelujah. If the Lord open your eye and see what, you know, things that are going on around and what the Lord is protecting us from, you will forever be grateful. You will forever be thanking God for what he has done. Even those things you are causing problem is your purpose. God knows the best. He knows the end, but from the beginning. And you shall reach your goal in Jesus' name. Somebody shout it loud. God is not your heavenly banker. He's your heavenly father. Are you hearing something? No, I tithe, I give, I swear. No! When you give, forget about it. Amen. What are you giving to? God Almighty. And you should be sure. He will never owe anybody. Ah, he has proved himself. And you are the next person he will prove himself to. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Absolute dependency. Look at Job chapter 31. Job 31. Verse 24, we are reading together as well. Job 31. You see that before the book of Psalms. You will never see it in the New Testament. Even if you pray in tongues. Praise the Lord. Are you there now? Let's shout it together. 31, 24. Let's go. Who is his confidence? God is his confidence. Amen. I have made gold my hope. What is gold there? If you look at the Greek word there, it is not gold they put on. It's money. Somebody say money. Don't put money for this new year. If you love money, money will run away. If you love God, money will pursue you. That's the truth. God wants to give a kind of guidance so that you will not just labor. You will not just, waste resources in this coming year. Every good thing you lay your hand upon shall prosper. Can I hear about that? Amen? Look at Job there. Can we read it together in verse 31, 24? Let's go together. If I have my hope. Didn't do that. Otherwise, we would have denied God when his wife said, curse God and die. God will help us in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Every issue we are seeing outside, everything is as a result of what is going on the inside of us. That is why we should look inward as we are going to this new year so we can fight very well. I need to draw some things. You need to draw some things. Maybe you need to drop talkativeness. You need to drop, oversleeping. You need to drop, whatever the Lord, you know yourself better. I want you to be sincere. You cannot afford to pretend now. We have pretended enough. This is a time for reality. In different homes, when your son is saying, what of that? You say, I'm going to get it for you by December. I'm going to get it for you by Christmas. Christmas has come. You can't lie against Christmas now. This is time of reality. On a more serious note. Time of what? Reality. We are at the injury time now. And don't forget, the coming of the Lord is at hand. Whatever we do now matters. And you shall not fail God. Amen. Somebody say louder, amen. Amen. New fire, new year. That's where we are going. Daniel did not only propose. Amen. He didn't propose in his heart to do certain things. He also prayed. Because he knows that he needs the support of the Almighty to keep himself pure. The secret of purity of this man called Daniel was his prayer life. Even when everything was against him in Babylon, nobody should pray to the Almighty God. This man, it was then he opened his doors, opened his windows, and prayed 3 times a day. 3 times. And they eventually carried him. They wanted to deport him because he was in America at that time. Shout hallelujah. Yundale is from Africa. Shout hallelujah. Are you sure? Praise the Lord. But they couldn't deport him. They threw him to the lions. You need to read that chapter 6 of the book of Daniel. You will be excited. You will thank God for the kind of God you serve. The God of 11th hour. Amen. He was waiting for them. And they threw the man there.
If you look at that scripture very well, you know that the king was not happy about the way they were treating Daniel. Daniel was very, very honest. Somebody said honesty. You need to carry honesty to this new year. Make integrity your watchword. That is why every one of us sent here, seated here today, you are a missionary to this environment. And for your gospel to be accepted, your character must match with your gospel. They must see integrity in us. We must redeem our name. We must redeem our image. Jesus has died for this. All we need to do now is to appropriate it and leave the scripture. Tell me to leave the scriptures. L-I-V-E. Say leave the scripture. Beloved, if you leave the scripture, you are going to draw men unto you automatically. People will just want to be your friend. Either black or white or white or brown or blue. God is the creator of all of us. Are you going to say now? God will help me in Jesus' name. Can I hear somebody say, new fire, new year, new fire? If you read that chapter 6 of the book of Daniel, the only thing that made people to hate Daniel was his prayer life. Was God in his life. Because he will not take. Wickedness, he will not do. To the extent that the king now loved him above them. He preferred him. May the Lord prefer you. Amen. Where you are, you shall be preferred. He was preferred. And that one now brought envy again. And they now organized a kind of kangaroo decree. The key that was not established in heaven. Any evil and righteous against you shall not stand in Jesus' name. And before you knew, he was in the den of lion. The king went home sad. I have lost this man of integrity. The man that helped me when nobody could tell us the meaning of the dream. The following day, that king couldn't sleep overnight. So the following day was the first one where they have the den of lion. And he was expecting the lion to be roaring. Amen. He said, Daniel, servant of the Most High God, is this God you serve to deliver you? And Daniel asked, he said, oh, king, live forever. Hallelujah. He said, the God did not need to, he didn't need to be there. Amen. He only sent one of his small angels. He has sent his angel to shut up the mouth of the lion. The lion that the world will not swallow the destiny. The armor in the dream, in the physical. And do no lion does not eat lion. That's why you must get connected to the Lion of the tribe of Judah. The devil cannot just run like a lion. He is not a lion. Can you look at your neighbor? You have no reason to be fearful. This year, you have no reason to fear. The Bible says, the wicked runneth. Where no man is pursuing him. But the lion is as bold. That lion is not a lion as Jesus. Because it's the original lion. Nothing moves the ancient of this. Even when water was almost drowning them on the icy, the ancient of them was slipping away. He said, Master, don't you care about your boy? He said, who told you? Haven't I told you the way I'm going to die? I'm going to die on the cross, not by water. Destiny does not die. You have a destiny that God is preserving. Yeah. That man was not die last year. That man will not die with this year. This coming year shall fulfill your destiny. But make sure you catch this new revelation. Catch this new fire. Let holiness be your weapon. Let God be the thing that is driving you. I pray God will help us in Jesus' name. Because with my little experience, I have summarized the situation in America, in Europe. What drive most people is money and time. Money, time. You better check it. Check it. Anything you are pursuing and you have no time for God, it's a very dangerous thing. You cannot afford to do that this year. If you need to drop to obtain so that you can have time for God, please do. I am telling you, God has great things for people that will diligently seek him in this coming year. Bible says, they that diligently seek the Lord will not lack anything called good. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In this new year, you need divine visitation. Somebody say divine visitation. And divine visitation will require your sanctification. God is a holy God. If you have been traveling with God, I've been traveling with him in the scriptures. You know, when you want to speak to this fella, I thought we just announced through Moses, tell them they should abstain from their wife for 7 days. And they should go to the mountain. They should not go too near, only you should come nearer. Kai, terrible God. The name of the Lord. Anyone that take God for granted this coming year may be granted, beloved. I will not be granted. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, and wisdom brings prosperity. God will just give idea that will blow your destiny. People wonder how did you make it. Amen. I met somebody in Austria. This year, he will walk and walk that he will be sleeping on the steering. Oyinbo man will say, oh boy, don't kill yourself. But it's a serious issue, I'm telling you, very fat. Maybe at times, most of the fatness is stress. God will help me. It's not a loving issue. But I took it up in prayer and I brought him very closer to me. I said, find time to pray. He said, I was very hot in prayer. When I was, in fact, I was assistant pastor. So please. He said, but, he said, how to pray this, how to pray that, how to send home to the children and school in Africa. I said, because you are alive. Oh. But thank God. God touched him. Before you know, he was the one leading service in the, leading worship in the church. And that month, one way or the other, God will touch you in Jesus' name. Somebody was discussing one business somewhere. You know, it just need two people together. And the people now that they link now, by the time they rewarded him, he was afraid of what to collect the thing. I'm telling you the truth. Something that he could not make 3 years in Europe. Within a week, God gave it to him. He testified openly. Look at your neighbor. God is your source.
God is
your source. You don't need more than God to prosper in this coming year. God is a hard worker. Correct. I am not saying we should be lazy. No. But put him first. You must find time to speak to him. And not only speaking to him, find time to listen to him. The whole purpose in the Bible, the approach is God speak. Your servant is hearing. But our generation is God. I am speaking. I am hearing. You better listen. God deliver us. Somebody say amen. And you know that God will not change the standard because of you. He is the ancient of God. He is your changing gender. He is the same yesterday, today, help me. All you need to do is amen. I say, God will help me. Sanctification is what will bring upon you the new fire. It will bring upon you fresh glory, fresh unction to function, fresh revelation. Amen. Psalm 45. Look
look at verse 7. He said, thou lovest righteousness, and thou hatest wickedness.
Another version says iniquity. Therefore, are you following me? What we are saying, the reason why God will now do that, because you have done those, you have entered iniquity. Therefore, the Lord has done it as anointed day. With what? Oil of gladness. Another version calling it oil of favor. Above your fellow. That was what Daniel was enjoying. He was so favored that even what do you call them? Lion recognized favor. It was so favored that the hostile authority in that environment, they have to bow to him. He was a captive, but emerged as the prime minister of the place. That's what favor can do in your life. That's who you are. God can promote the name of God in your life there. God can lift you up. Wherever you are, all you need to do is to be connected. Praise the Lord. So the level of your love, the level of your love for righteousness will determine the level of the oil that will pour upon you in this coming year. Because God cannot compromise his standard. You cannot carry God's anointing without a sanctified life, a pure life, a perfect life, a clean life, a holy life. Sanctification is a requirement to flow in revelation. Sanctification will guarantee answer to your prayers. Look at Psalm 66 verse 18. Psalm 66, 18. We are going to read it loud and clear together. 66, 18. Let's go. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Can you say one time? If I regard. Amen. What are the fruits of this new fire? What are going to benefit, what are going to affect in this new year? What are the fruits? Spiritual prosperity. Amen. Won't it be wonderful? As a parent, you are at home. Maybe your daughter is even schooling in another state here. And God is telling you what is happening to that daughter of you, of yours, from this place. How peaceful are you going to be? And they say, well, everything is wrong. There is problem. There is even earthquake. But God has spoken to you earlier on. Maybe in your quiet time in the morning. Those are the fruit of sanctified life. Spiritual revelation. Amen. If not by revelation or for revelation, nobody will just enter the den of lion. If the man entered by revelation that I know the God whom I serve is able. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. What is accelerated progress will be your lot if you give yourself to sanctification. I thank God for this environment. I've not seen big bosses carrying people around. Most of you are mobile, you use cars. You agree with me? What a mechanic does most when they call it and they want to service a car, they are just cleaning things up there. Change the oil. You need to change the oil of your life on this altar today. On a more serious note. I think they will change. What are they changing here? They change the plug. This one is a technical one. God bless you, sir. Amen. They change plugs. Some of us, we need to change plugs. Some of us, we need to change fuse in our lives. And only the word of God could do that. And don't wait for mass production. That only when you come together like this, God wants to work on us individually. So if God gives you grace, especially in your office and this period is only there for you, go and work to yourself. For if it's just 2 hours, please hear from God. And make it a continual exercise to get connected with God. Because it can appear anytime from now. We need to really sort ourselves out. If there's any way we need to make restitution, let's go and do so. If there's any way we need to do repentance, let's go and do so.
praise the Lord. That the third thing that we are going to harvest as you get yourself sanctified and will be the product of this new fire is that you can never be frustrated. You are the one that will frustrate your enemies. That's the truth. The intention and the intent of the enemy was to get this man called Daniel to be frustrated. But if he frustrated the enemy, go and look at that chapter 6 very well. Eventually, the king got so furious. You know what he did? He called all the people that conspired against Daniel. Called their wives, called their children, called their friends, and sent them to that lion. And the lion that behaved like gentle Americans, amen. When they saw those people, they became Africans. Shout hallelujah. I'm proud to be an African. Shout hallelujah. Anywhere in the world, either in the airport or in the bank, somebody is saying, you are wasting my time. Nonsense. Go and check out. He's an African man. They hate queuing up. They want to say, you don't know who I am? Amen. Say, I'm not what to do. Go help us in Jesus' name. That shall be all in Jesus' name. We are praying for that. God will give us orderliness in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So become a man, you know, that it's thirsting after God more than any other thing in this coming year. Make God your pursuit. And as you pursue him, beloved, good things will pursue you in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh Lord, open my eyes. Open my eyes. I want to see vision. You don't need to pray those kind of prayer times. When you live the right life, those things come. I'm telling you the truth. Those things come. Come on the arm. Oh, anointing, anointing, anointing. By the time people that are genuinely manifesting the power of God, by the time they enter into it, they don't know. Like our father in the Lord was sharing with us, he was in a bookshop, and somebody said he should pray for him. And as he prayed for that fellow, he said he was embarrassed because the man just was slain under the anointing. And they could not get to him. People were looking at them. He didn't even know what to do. He didn't know anything about deliverance at that time. Shout hallelujah. He didn't know he has prayed himself, lift himself into some power of God that is so awesome upon him. I remember earlier on we started the 70 days fasting program. The first time in my life, I think we were on the 21st days, on about 20 something days. And we're going somewhere like that. And I'm branch in our village. This is a pretty practical experience. My mother said, pray for everybody. And I said, you're a pastor. I said, I'm not a pastor. Praise the name of the Lord. I was still doing my work. So, and nobody come in. I said, anybody that carries Bible say it's a ladura now. It's a prayer. So pray for us. And that was where the problem started. Praise the name of the Lord. Before you need the car, they call everybody. Pregnant women, somebody at the back. I will just lead them praises. I've not even prayed. All of them are on the floor. And I didn't know what to do. They wanted to get up, they are falling, including my mother. You know what I did? I just carried my Bible and ran away. Praise the name of the Lord. But I didn't know what to do that time. Shout hallelujah. So when I was on the way, and I said, so I'm carrying something. Tell them about carrying something. Just leave only. Only not just know. So tell me, how can I be proud with that kind of glory? I don't know how the Lord got it there. Are you going to say now? So all you need to do is get yourself in line with the scripture. And beloved, it can be very peaceful. I'm telling you, when you position yourself in the order of Daniel and you please God, beloved, you can tell God, take care of this lion because we are surrounded by lions. Lion in the life of our children, lion in our offices, baby, lion, you are greater than them. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Praise the name of the Lord. I want you to close your eyes. Close your eyes. Don't stand up, just close your eyes wherever you are.
and lay one on your church. Without any pretense. Don't allow anybody to hear what you want to say. Just talk to your God. Tell him. Anywhere you have messed up. Anywhere I have messed up. You are a God. You are a God that is compassionate. You are God that is merciful. Your word say, if I come to you on the basis of your word and confess my sin, you are going to forgive me. Lord, if I see Brother Benga, I'm not happy because he offended me some time ago and I've not forgiven him. I'm going to forgive him after this meeting. If I forgive him right away in my heart. Anyone you know you have not forgiven, mention their names. Don't carry them to this nest here. Don't allow bitterness in your heart. Tell the Lord, places you have visited that you ought not to have gone. Ask the Lord to forgive us. Wherever you have not paid attention to your own personal prayer altar, the only time you pray is only when you come to church. And the more prayerless you become, beloved, the more helpless you become. Begin to plead the blood of Jesus to put your conscience, to make your conscience alive. Let the blood begin to purge away all dead works, all evil thoughts. Masantora boko shenteri makontaya masende. Thank you, Jesus. Shall we rise up? We want to ignite the fire now. And we have very short time to do this. As you stretch forth in faith, you are going to be ignited with a new fire. And your life will not be the same again in the name of Jesus Christ. You begin to test after the scripture. You begin to test after your quiet time in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And God will make his will to be convenient for you in the name of Jesus Christ. If you need to change your God, that will make you to serve God better. God will arrange it to his glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Even with better income in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Ask your neighbor, do you believe? Lift your two hands to the ancient of this. Lord, prepare me a sanctuary. Dear one who triumphed through we just gave it. Oh, yeah. Jesus, they can talk to Buddha, they can talk to glory, they can talk everything. People are like, a lot of people will sleep off. We need to get this connected from some of them as we go to this new year. Fire! I sang a very dangerous song when I was coming. They sang it last time I came. And you know, Alana, there has not been rain for some time. And it rained that day. Amen. You forgot? It rained seriously, I think, the following day like that. Amen. If it could happen physically, you could imagine what has happened spiritually. Something is going to happen in your life now. Are you ready? We are going to sing this song like African prophets. Are you ready? Thank you, Father. Song, let's sing like biblical prophets. Let's sing like Jeremiah of old. Are you ready? Fathers in the Lord. He ran away from his village for 17 years. How many years? 17 years. Because they were just, if you are a grader, they just kill you. If you are building a house, they will bury the person before they finish the house. So he ran away. But he caught this fire. Somebody said he caught this fire. With boldness now, he went to that village. He was there for 1 week. I am not, he wrote it in black and white. It's in his textbook. Each day he was at home, somebody died. Because they were coming to attack him as of hope. They didn't know he's now a new fireman. I'm praying for somebody here. That as we open the door, I pray and sing in this song. That fire is coming to my life in Jesus' name. Every power coming to press you down on your bed, in your dream. I want to clap. clap like thunder. You shout like fire. Are you there? I can hear you. Yes. That we should pray this prayer 3 times. He said, most of my daughters and my sons are determined, but they are surrounded within and without by fire quenchers. This is time now to destroy the fire quenchers. There's a particular person here. Anytime you pray very hard, it's like people of power reinforce against you, and they will come and torment you and pray for them. I want you to pray this prayer harder than anybody now, and that yoke shall be broken. Are you ready? Yes. The apostles were cowards. In fact, they were sleeping in the place of prayers. But when they encountered this fire, you know what happened? They all died as martyrs. Something is coming upon your life. Are you ready? Fire quenchers! Within me! Around me! Over me! From Daniel were eaten by lion. Are you ready to come to that? Before you pray this third time now, I want you to clap your hand and pray. Because that hand will catch fire now. If any of your children has a bit, as you lay that hand, the head will disappear. If you look at the pole, the sun is going to come out. Hey, amen. Are you ready to pray and pray now? Are you ready? Holy Ghost, help me, Father. 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 Otherwise, address your neighbor before you pray this next one. Say, neighbor, is the way I'm praying strange to you? Have you not read in the book of Acts of Apostles? Where are you supposed to pray? The place. This prayer is not shaking. Even, I've not seen you shaking yourself. If you continue like this, I'm not away from you. Thank you, Jesus. Don't allow your neighbor to run away from you. Okay? Thank you. We are making a lot of progress tonight, beloved. You say, now your enemy will ever regret forever and ever. Oh, yes. Get ready, beloved. Lift your two hands to God now. Say, any ancient chain. Some of us have not seen that chain, but they are there. This prayer will release thousands of breakthroughs to many lives. Thousands. Your hands. Oh yes. That's good. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. That object walking about your back like snail. I release fire. Fire! Yes!
Get out! In the name of Jesus. These are temples of the Holy Spirit. I command every habitation of strangers to receive fire and be deaf. Somebody is feeling dizzy in the middle there. The angel of God is pulling something like a long ruler out of your head. What a wickedness. It has grown with you. May the Lord separate you from it today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I congratulate that fellow. God bless you. I will begin to see your way opening now. This is wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say fire.
Fire.
Say fire again.
Fire.
Say fire of the Lord.
Fire of the Lord.
Say come down.
Come down.
Say into my soul.
Into my soul.
We're going to sing you the song now. Fire, 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 fire of the Lord come down into my soul. Fire, fire, fire. Listen to it. We are going to start with our soul. Amen? Then we go to our works. We go to our homes. We go to our children. Are you ready? You clap as if this is the last time you are going to clap. Are you ready now? Strategic and we are running up everything now. Are you ready? Wherever you are living, and let your imagination go there now. So fire!
Fire!
That has been sorted.
Go to
the place of abode. And burn the doors. In the name of Jesus. Fire that has been sorted. Thank you, Holy Ghost. In Jesus, mighty name we pray. That's a fire that quenches wickedness. You know, that make the mockers to be shut up. That's a fire that repairs evil. And that's a fire that attracts favor. But despite the persecution in Jerusalem, the apostles were having great favor. You are going to have great favor in this land.
Yeah.
Are you ready now? Fire!
That is
My life is available.
Enter.
I'm only hearing them in the front. Fire of the people.
That
are
faithful.
That attract goodness. My life is available. Enter by fire. Enter by fire. Enter by fire. In the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus. Jesus. You are the consuming fire. The little fire. Fire, 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 fire. Masika fire. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Maria. Jesus' mighty name, we pray. And I command you to receive the fire to carry you through in this coming year in the name of Jesus Christ. The Father will make you more fruitful more than other years. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. All of us, we are going to lift our two hands to God and we are going to shout this one the way we have never shouted in our life. Say, fire of unquenchable revival!
Fire of unquenchable revival!
Fire of unquenchable
revival!
Fire of unquenchable revival!
Fire of
unquenchable revival! Fire of unquenchable revival! Let the name of God be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now, open your eyes and look at your neighbor straight in the eyes. Say, neighbor. Say, at this junction, be careful of me. Now, close your eyes. When you hear Holy Ghost from my mouth, you are going to respond with fire. Your finger, right from your toe, from your to the ear of your head, will go home with a fire that you yourself will not be able to contain. Oh yes, the kind of fire that Peter, James, and John were carrying. They saw a man at the beautiful gate. He said, "Dollars is not in the pocket, but we have this fire. In the name of Jesus, get off from that place." The Bible says they will not believe except they see signs and wonders. I see many people rising up here today going to hospital, empty hospital in Jesus' name. God will make you a voice in this city and beyond. You are becoming a voice of deliverance. A voice of power. Voice of it must not go down. It must be going higher. Amen. And you must go with faith. As you are saying it, believing God that you are receiving the fire. Amen. I will show you that the difference in the name of sickness. It is time for God to burn the way down. Every part of the push. It doesn't. This is a part of the government of that. That woman touched Jesus. He said, "Who touched me?" The people say, "We don't this multitude. Why are you saying this? Or you have come again?" Say somebody is a fatue. Somebody has touched the fire. Somebody has seen the current. And the woman came out. And the issue of blood for many years stopped immediately. Any woman here that is having problem with his period, is it time for regulation now? Yeah. Oh yes. Are you ready for this fire? Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Now join your hands left and right. Join your hands left and right. If anybody is moving now, don't allow him to move. Join your hands left and right. Either you are usher, you are whatever. Join your hands left and right. Don't stand alone now. When I say Holy Ghost, your response is what? Fire. Let me hear some of your fire.
Fire.
We have not started. Let me hear your sample now.
Fire.
Are you ready at all? Any time you sleep and there's any oppression coming, you will not know when you are going to call that fire. And as you call that fire, they shall be consumed. You are going to carry home a fire now that you'll be hungry to read the Bible. You'll be hungry to witness to others. You'll be hungry to come, you know, as punctual as possible to the body, you know, to the church or to any meeting in the church in the name of Jesus. Either they call you or they don't call you, heaven will call you. Do you know he gets to tell you don't need alarm clock to wake up to pray in the night? It's the fire that does that. Somebody is receiving the fire now. The fire to love fasting. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let me hear some of the prayer. Let me hear you with fire now. I mean, shout fire. Let us hear you. Now, let's all be connected to his frequency now. Don't bother what happens around you. Holy Ghost! 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Mighty you can move your hand and lift your two hands to God. And I command your bodily system to be too hot for every satanic attack. All the best of your life in the name of Jesus. You are going to meet the fire. And miracles. And satanic fire. Receive your miracles. Receive your miracles. Receive your miracles. Money will not be your God.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Money shall serve you.
Amen.
Men shall act your person. Receive the word of man. Receive the word of God. Receive the word of angel. In the name of Jesus. Oh yes. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. God still wants to do something. Somebody is carrying about three sicknesses at the same time. As we shout this fire for the last time, every every sickness in the body, in the soul, in the spirit, in the blood, in the waters, in the bones, in the spinal cord, in the bones, in the cradles, shall be consumed. Don't join your hands with anybody. And just lift your two hands up now. And those sicknesses are disappeared in Jesus' name. Put down your hands. God bless you. So the summary of the message is that you must depart so you can go into your future. No departure, no future. Depart from iniquity and God will accelerate your progress. Thank you, Father. This fresh fire shall be permanent in our lives. It is well with our pastor here. God will uphold him and his family. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. God bless our choirs and all our workers. God bless all our visitors. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. And for our Father and the Lord, wherever he is now, we thank you, Father. Because you shall take him from glory to glory in the name of Jesus. And I prophesy to this very particular congregation, right from this moment, as you are getting out of this sanctuary now, God will usher your legs, your lives to outstanding testimonies. That you have kindled here, we quicken the telephone call, the letter that you need for your status to change. In the name of Jesus Christ, any padlock of darkness, any satanic technology that is slowing down your progress, let the fire go back. Thank you, Father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. My Jesus today. Oh yeah, my Jesus.